are people who ask me, bakit yung bishop pag nagmisa, suot tanggal yung sombrero niya? Okay? Hindi rin ba kayo nagtataka niyan? Minsan tinatanggal, mamaya ikakabit na naman, mamaya tatanggalin naman. You see, when the bishop celebrates the Eucharist, the Mass, with you, the bishop has two roles. Dalawa yung role ng bishop. When the bishop, number one, he represents God to the people. So every time the bishop would bless, okay, he is representing God. In behalf of God, he would bless the people. Okay? But the bishop is also sometimes a representative of the people. So when the bishop faces the altar and speaks to God, pag kinakausap ng bishop yung Diyos, when he is praying, then he is standing with the people. He is one with the people. So tinatanggal muna yung kanyang mitre. Now he is with us, among the people praying to God. And so every time the bishop would bless, he blesses in behalf of God, then he wears his mitre. This is a symbol of his authority which God bestowed upon him. Okay? So now, mag-homily ako, bakit suot mo pa rin yan, bishop? Because I've realized that every time the bishop gives a homily, he is blessing the people. Amen? Kaya makikinig kayo sa pag-homily ng bishop because this is the time also that the bishop would give his blessing to you in the form of the word. Okay, in the homily. So I wear my mitre when I do the homily. Okay, so that you would know. And we have to listen carefully. In the other churches, today is the 8th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Next Sunday, magkakaroon tayo ng break from Ordinary Time. We will enter the season of Lent. Ilang Sundays yan. Then we enter the season of Easter. Pagkatapos ng Easter, balik tayo ulit sa ordinary time. Pagbalik natin, that will be the 9th Sunday. Bakit 9th na? Kasi continuation lang yan ng ordinary time ngayon. But there is something unique about the CEC because today is not just the 8th Sunday of Ordinary Time for us. This is also what we call the Transfiguration Sunday. Kaya nakaputi yung mga pari natin lahat, no? We are celebrating the Transfiguration of our Lord today. And we know the story of the Transfiguration. When the apostles was brought to top of the mountain, kasama nila si Jesus and Jesus was there praying, anong ginagawa nila? Ha? Habang nagdadasal ang Diyos. Ha? Natutulog sila. Pero ang Diyos hindi natutulog. Kaya huwag nyo nang tanungin, natutulog ba ang Diyos? Hindi po. Okay? So while Christ was praying, they were there sleeping. And we know the story that somewhere in the night, when they awoke, iba nang itsura ni Jesus. Yung kasama nilang Jesus suddenly transformed, no? Sabi niya, his face was shining brilliantly more than the sun. Now, have you ever seen the sun? Pag umilaw yung araw, and you go under the sun, and you look at the sun, hindi mo kaya tingnan yung araw, di ba? Sakit sa mata. Christ was shining more brilliantly than the sun. And his clothes were changed, transfigured. It was so white, so bright like lightning yung kulay ng damit niya. And they saw Moses and Elijah talking with him. Kaya marami nagtatanong, bakit kilala nila? Why do they know them? Remember, Elijah and Moses, matagal na silang wala sa mundo. But when the apostles saw them, kilala ka agad nila. I do not know bakit kilala ka agad nila. Well, anyway, when they were there, they saw Jesus transform, and they were so afraid. Natakot sila nung nakita nila yan. Etong Jesus na kasama nila araw-araw, everyday kasama nilang kumain, kasama nilang naglalakbay, then suddenly He changed. He was transfigured. And I believe that the transfiguration is just God's way of showing us what will we become. Sabi nga ng isang theologian, sabi niya, as Jesus is, so are we. Not in the future, but we are now as Jesus is. We are as Jesus, but not yet. We are, but not yet. Okay? Pinapakita lang ni Lord. Pinapakita ng Diyos that as we continue to follow and walk with Him, this is where we are going. We will be transformed to the image and likeness of Christ. Amen? Now, minsan, iniisip natin, iilaw rin pala tayo. One of these days, we will also shine brilliantly. Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. That as Jesus shines as the light of the world, we will also shine with Him. Kasi sabi niya, you are now the light of the world. I believe in the Shekinah glory of God. But more than the light, more than that, we will also shine with the radiance of God's character in us. Amen? Our lives will shine because the love that is in us is the love of God. Mas lalong lalabas yung pag-ibig na yan. Last Sunday, we talked about loving your enemies. Do you remember the gospel last Sunday? Sabi ni Jesus, love your enemies. Because if you just love your friend, if you only love the people who loves you, then sabi niya, ordinaryo yan. Even sinners do that. But when you begin to love your enemies, that is not an ordinary kind of love. That is the kind of love that God is. Amen? Remember, God is love. He does not have love. He is love. Yun ang pag-ibig natin. It's already there. It has been shed abroad in our hearts. The love of God is already within us. Amen? And we need to shine with that love. That love should be manifested. That love should show in our lives. And that happens when we constantly follow Christ. We constantly look to Him. Sabi nga ng second reading natin, we with unveiled faces contemplate on Christ are being transformed to the image and likeness of God. We with unveiled faces, we contemplate, we behold, when we constantly look at Christ, sabi niya, our lives are transformed. I know people who are very selfish before. May mga kilala akong tao na very selfish, iniisip nila yung sarili lang nila. But when they encountered the Lord and they started to focus their mind, their hearts, their lives on the Lord, they changed. Nagbagong buhay nila. You know? They now look to the other, not to themselves anymore, but to the other. Because that is what love is, willing the good of the other person. Love means that you order your life, inaayos mo yung buhay mo, not for your own good, you order your life for the good of the other. That is what love is. Now, I don't care pag may maraming mga Kristiyano na sinasabi nila, you know, memorize na nila yung Bible, you know, mahaba sila pag nagpray. I don't care if you have not loved as Jesus loved, you are nothing. Amen? The basis of spiritual maturity is our love. Not our skills, not our talent, hindi yan. But yung pag-ibig natin. And that happens only as we begin to spend time with God, looking to Christ. Nakatingin tayo sa Diyos, spending time with Him. The apostles, they were there when they saw Jesus. Another instance na nangyari ito, parallel to the gospel today, is the Old Testament reading we have. Remember when God called Moses to come up Mount Sinai, pinaakyat siya ng Diyos. Hindi niya sinabi sa Diyos, Lord, nag-uusap naman tayo, dito na lang tayo mag-usap. Bakit akyat pa ako sa bundok? You see, when God calls you, He bring you to a place. Minsan yan ang ayaw natin pag tinawag tayo ng Diyos because we don't want God to bring us to a certain place. Why? Because we want to be comfortable with our life. Yan ang gusto natin. Happy na ako sa negosyo ko, happy na ako sa kita ko, happy na ako sa sahod ko, and we don't want God to change anything. But when He calls us, He brings us to a different place because He would change our life. Minsan hindi tayo nagbabago dahil hindi tayo umaalis. Ayaw nating umalis sa mga comfort zones natin. That's the reason why. Na-memorize mo na lang yung Bible mo, pero hindi ka nagbago. Amen? Because we are not willing to move with God. And so God called Moses. Sabi niya, Moses, you come up here. Now going up the mountain, sa edad niya, it's so difficult. Mahirap. But Moses went up Mount Sinai. Umakyat talaga siya. It was dangerous for him to climb the mountain. Yes, he took the risk. It was tiresome for him. Nakakapagod ang umakyat doon. Yeah, but it's okay. Aantayin ka naman ng Diyos. If you set your life, you set your mind to that course where God is calling you, God will wait for you. Amen? Tama yung direksyon ng buhay mo, aantayin ka niya. Pero pag binaliktad mong direksyon ng buhay mo, saan-saan ka, siin-siin ka, tinggaan to, ay wala. Darating ang panahon, maiiwan ka. But if you set your mind to go where God is calling you, like Moses, he went up there, nantay siya ng Diyos. Remember, at this time, Moses is not a young person, he's an old man already. Matanda na siya. And minsan iniisip natin, pag matanda na tayo, tapos na ang Diyos sa atin. No, God is not finished with us yet. There is an upward call that comes from God. Itong sinasabi ni St. Paul, I do not look back. I do not consider myself to have attained it. I am not sitting pretty anymore. I am not staying in my comfort zone. Sabi niya, I press toward the goal. What is that goal? The upward call of God for you. Minsan we will go through difficulties in life. Minsan we just give up. Lord, ayoko nang magpatuloy. Malisod wot aror, kabuhi makaron hay matsa, hindi un ako magdiritso. And we start to give up. Just at that time, you are very close to where God wants you to be, you give up. That's why we don't give up. Though it may be difficult for us. You know, there was a time in my life, I was serving God. And all my prayers, lahat ng pinapanalangin ko sa Diyos, hindi ko nakikita. It seems to me that God has forgotten me. It seems to me that God does not listen to me anymore. Because all the prayers, all the requests I made to God was never answered. Amen? Buti sana kung 1 month lang. Buti sana kung ilang buwan lang. Taon! Hindi ko nakikita yung hinihingi ko sa Diyos. But I had a very wise bishop, a very wise mentor who told me, never give up. And so I continued on. All the difficulties, every difficult problem, I faced them and I just went on and on, looking to Jesus only. Wala na akong makitang magandang sirkumstansya. Hindi na ako nakatingin sa sirkumstansya. Wala na. And I just kept on looking at the Lord until the day I experienced a breakthrough. Now, I'm beginning to see many of those dreams. Now they're coming to pass. One of that is the building of the church in San Jose Antique. I've been praying for our own land and building. For how many years pinagdadasal ko yan? And just before I settled down here in Calibo, the building came and the land was there. So pinakita ng Diyos sa akin, oh, ito yung pinagdadasal mo, ito na, binigay ko na. Yun lang, si Father Alvin palang makikinabang doon sa building na yun. Hindi ako. Do you understand what I'm saying? God, when He calls us, it is an upward call in our life. Moses went up Mount Sinai, and there he spent time with God for 40 days and 40 nights without food, without water. Grabe. Sabi ko, kaya ni Moses, kaya ko yung walang pagkain, pero yung walang tubig. But you see, there was something supernatural about that encounter because Moses did not get sick. He did not become weak because he was in the presence of God. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and in His presence is the fullness of joy. 40 days, 40 nights, Moses was there up in Mount Sinai, talking with God, conversing with God, fellowshipping with God, listening to God. And he was not hungry or thirsty at all. Then when he came down, nung bumalik na siya, dala niya yung Ten Commandments, the commandments that God revealed to him. He brought it down for the people to see. Nung bumababa na siya, you know what happened to him? His face was already shining. 40 days and 40 nights in the presence of God. That glory of God, that shining glory, the Shekinah glory of God was now shining on him. Kwento nga ni Bishop Dick sa akin. Sabi niya, when you put a sword into the fire, pag linagay mo na yung espada mo sa apoy, after a while, yung espada mo aapoy din. Your sword will also light up, but the sword is not the fire. Pero pag kinuha mo yung sword mo sa fire, nandun yung fire and your sword will also be on fire. Pero habang matagal, sabi niya, nawawala yung apoy ng espada mo. And you need to bring it back again to the fire. Ganon din tayo. When we constantly and regularly spend time with God, I'm not saying you should be in prayer for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not saying na pag nagdasal kayo, magdasal kayo ng ilang oras, though sometimes that happens. Minsan nangyayari yan. But there should be a regular and constant fellowship with God. And in the course of time, progressively, your life will begin to shine. The goodness of the Lord inside you will come out. The love of God that has already been deposited in your heart will begin to come out. It will radiate. Parang ilaw yan. You know, when you talk of the glory of God, it's not about the shining light. The glory of God is the character of God. You are created in the image and likeness of God. If God can love His enemies, so can you. Amen? Hindi natin nakikita na the best weapon you have is to love your enemies. You know, when you begin to love your enemies, mawawala na yung kaaway sa buhay mo. Bakit? Magiging kapatid mo na siya. You know, pag inaaway ka ng isang tao, mahalin mo lang na mahalin. Tingnan mo siya, balang araw hindi na kaaway ang tingin mo sa kanya, kapatid na. Anong nangyari? Nawalan ka ng kaaway, nagkaroon ka ng kapatid. You see how powerful that love is. But that love is not an ordinary love. That love is a supernatural love that comes from God, and it comes out of your life when you spend time with Him in fellowship, in intimate union with Him, communion with God. Transfiguration Sunday is about what we are now and what we will be. Amen? We need to spend more time with God. But sometimes, and oftentimes, I would say, our walk with the Lord is hindered. It is hindered by our selfishness. It is hindered by our bad habits. It is hindered by our sinfulness. Kaya instead of shining brightly as an image and likeness of God, hindi umiilaw. Bakit? Bakit hindi umiilaw? Kasi may sagabal eh. Kaya mga maraming tao nang sasabi, nagpe-pray naman ako. I spend time with God, but there's something wrong. You know, when a mirror, kung meron tayong mirror, I was thinking of bringing a mirror here, and you have a light coming from somewhere, when that light hits the mirror, it will bounce back. Kung gaano ka liwanag yung ilaw from the mirror, when you face the mirror, it will bounce back. Iilaw din yung palibot mo. Yung reflection, di ba? Yan yung sinasabi dito. We are not the light, but we reflect the light of Christ as we constantly face Christ. As we constantly look to Christ, yung ilaw ng Diyos, yung ilaw ni Kristo, it hits us and it is reflected in our life. But sometimes the mirror is dirty. Madumi yung mirror. Kaya kahit gaano kaliwanag ng ilaw, the reflection is poor because the mirror is dirty. Anong kailangan gawin? Linisin yung mirror. And this is where Lent comes in. Next Sunday is already the first Sunday in Lent. And what I would just like to say to you today is prepare for Lent. We know that we are the light of the world. As we constantly walk with Jesus, as we constantly pray to Jesus, as we constantly spend time with Jesus, we are reflecting the image of God in us. But sometimes, maraming hindrances. Some of those hindrances are our attachments. Attachments to the goods of the world. Our attachment to people. Our attachment to anything else less than God. Yan. That's why we do not manifest, we do not radiate with the love and the glory of God in us because may problema tayo. Hindi ang Diyos ang may problema. Amen? Amen. And so, papasok tayo sa Lent. In the Lenten season, Lent for me is a journey of the mind to the heart. From Ash Wednesday, that is the first day of Lent, yan ang unang araw ng Kwaresma, to Easter Sunday, that is 40 days. Not counting the Sundays, that is 40 days. We will journey, and in that journey, we will ask the Lord to cleanse us. So that come Easter, as Christ would rise, then His image in us will also rise up and it will manifest. Amen? Meron na ba kayong mga kaibigan na nagsabi sa inyo, alam mo, nagbago ka, hindi na kita kilala. O minsan sasabi ng mga kaibigan mo, ay nako, ganun ka pa rin, walang pagbabago. You know? Never change. We never radiate with the character of God, but this is now the time. Kaya I would use this Sunday to remind you, prepare your course for Lent. Ano bang gusto mong magbago sa buhay mo? Ginahungod aron. Don't think that dahil nagsisimba ka, don't think na dahil nagbabasa ka ng Bible, magbabago ang buhay mo. Ginahungod ani mo ron. You do it intentionally. And it begins with evaluation. What do I want to change in my life? Masungit ako. Maiksi na yung pasensya ko. May mga tao nga madumot. Alam niyo yung madumot? Ha? Oh, may mga taong ganyan. Ay, hindi ko mapigilan sarili ko. Pag nasaktan ako, hey, dumtan ko gid ikaw. Ay, makaroon. Daharon sa impyerno. Ha, ruin mong pagkadumot nga ron, hidaha sa impyerno ron. Baunin mo sa impyerno yan. Kasi maraming doon madumot din. Ruaton nga pagkadalok. Selfishness. I was talking to a family na nag-aaway-away sila sa lupa nila. They were fighting and fighting. Tinawag nila ako para mag-intervene. Kasi nag-aaway sila magkakapatid at saka yung nanay nila. Sabi niya, Father, pumunta ka para ikaw mag-intervene. Nung pumunta ako dun, hindi ako pinasalita. Silang nagsigawan. Hindi nga ako pinakain. Kayo bandang huli, nag-excuse na lang ako, aalis na lang ako. Sabi ko lang sa kanila, sabi ko, yung pinag-aawayan nyo ba, madadala nyo ba sa impyerno? So sabi na isa sa akin, bakit impyerno, Father? Eh, iniisip nyo pa langit? Ganyan yung ugali nyo, akyat pa kayo sa langit. You will not even give an inch to your brother or your sister. Aaway kayo. Bakit hindi nagbabago yan? Eh, pero Father, alam mo, prayerful ako. Alam mo, memorize kong Bible. I don't care. Amen? Alam nyo ba yung demonyo memorize ang Bible? Do you know that? Satan memorized the Bible. Kaya wag mo siyang labanan ng Bible lang. Mas magaling sa Bible yan. Ang hindi kaya ng demonyo, itong pag-ibig ni Kristo na nasa puso mo, yan ang hindi niya kaya. Alam ng demonyo kung mahal mo ang Diyos o hindi. Amen? He knows. He really knows. If there is the love of God inside you, that will defeat the enemy. Love never, it never fails. In the face of adversity, love will not fail. Now, so you start plotting out your course. Anong gusto mong magbabago sa buhay mo? What would you like God to change in your life so that you can manifest the glory of God? You can live out the life that God wants you to live out. You can live out the best version of yourself. Amen? Ikaw mamimili. It is a journey of the mind to the heart. Ilalagay mo yung isip mo sa puso mo. Minsan kasi ang problema natin, yung isip natin nandun sa labas. Nandun sa away, nandun sa mga gamit, nandun sa dungog naton. You know, may mga taong ganyan. Kahit wala silang pera, ipaglalaban nila yung dungog nila. Okay? Their honor and their glory. Their mind is set on those things. Lent is a time that your mind will journey to your heart. Tingnan mo yung puso mo. No, malapit lang yung isip tsaka sa puso, di ba? Sukatin mo. Lalo na pag nagdadasal ka at nakayuko ka, malapit lang. Ito yung puso mo, ito yung mind mo. Ang lapit lang yan. Pero alam mo, hanggang ngayon, marami pa ring tao hindi pa nakakarating dito. Ang utak nila, ang isip nila, malayo pa rin, hindi pa rin nakakapasok sa puso. Lent is a time that you journey with your mind into your heart. You find out. Eh, makasalanan ako, Bishop. Ang dami ko ng kasalanan. Alam mo, God could not care less of your sins. Be careful. Ang dami kong kasalanan. Minsan, hindi na natin kinakausap si Lord. Kasi ang dami nating kasalanan. Alam nyo, baliwala sa kanya yung kasalanan mo. You know what God's concern is for you? It's not your sin. You know why? Because Jesus already paid for all the sins on the cross. He made that one sacrifice for the forgiveness of all sin. You know what's God's concern for you? Is that why do you love sin? Bakit mahal mo talaga yung kasalanan mo? Yan ang concern ng Diyos, hindi yung kasalanan mo. Kaya nga, di ba, if we confess our sins to God, He's just and faithful to forgive them. But why do you keep on doing it? Yan ang concern ng Diyos. Mas mahal mo ang kasalanan mo kaysa buhay mo. There are sins that lead to death, but people still do it. Di ba? Couple of weeks ago, I prayed for a man on the hospital. Pinutulan siya ng paa. diabetic siya. And I prayed for him. Ang sabi ng anak niya, matig-a, bigla ng ukara. Hama ko haman, hey, gawbog imaw, hay andang mga chocolate, hay una ta sa anang, may una tayo mong chocolate nga ginatago, bago imo matug, hay kaon anay chocolate. Tigas talaga ng ulo niyan. Kaya yan, sabi niya, puputulan ng paa, ayaw niyang putulan. Sabi ng doktor, pag hindi pinutol yung paa mo, 1 week lang patay ka na. So pinagpipray ko siya. Sabi ng mga anak niya, tigas ng ulo. Inom ng soft drinks. Kain ng chocolate. Paano yan? Tinanong ko siya. Sabi ko, Brad, actually classmate tayo. Media din ako. Media betis din. Okay? So sabi ko, pag binawalan ka ng doktor, ibig sabihin, may pag-asa ka pa. Pero pag sinabi na ng doktor, sige, kainin mo lahat ng chocolates na gusto mo. Bakit? Bilang na yung oras mo. Kumain ka na ng marami. Diba? Pero pag sinabi ng doktor, huwag kang kumain ito. Bakit kinakain ang bawal? O, kayo, tawa ng tawa kayo. Pag Christmas, lahat ng bawal kinakain. Kasi iniisip natin, pag Christmas, lahat ng masama ay nagiging mabuti. 'Di ba? Oh, 'di ba? Oh, yung may mga high blood, pag Christmas kain ng lechon. Hello, sige. Aman, ay Christmas mat ah. Gapamayad manaron ay Christmas. Huogid. Abong ambulansya pag Christmas, abo-abo, ginibot ambulansya man, tanan ro ginabawal ay ginakinaon. Hindi mo mapigilan ang sarili mo, masarap talaga kasi. Yan ang concern ng Diyos. Your sin is already killing you. Why do you keep on sinning? Why do you love your sin? Yan ang gustong ayusin ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Yung kasalanan natin, tapos na yan. Pinatawad na yan, but we just love to do it again and again. That's why Lent is a time to deal with your heart. Lent is a time to come before God and say, Lord, hindi ko makontrol ang sarili ko. I'm really sinful. And I need your help. And it's the grace of God that will take over and help you. You put yourself in a position to receive God's help. You cannot do anything for yourself. No amount of work will save you. But you can only put yourself in a position where God's grace can work in your life. Amen? Kaya nga, pag sinabi ng doktor, bawal yan, do you believe that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed? Do you believe that? Do you believe may pag-asa kang gagaling? Yeah, dahil sabi ni Lord, tigilan yung bawal. Amen? Tigilan na yung bawal. Magbagong buhay. Yan ang solusyon dyan. Amen? Sinesermon ko yan sa sarili ko araw-araw. Magbagong buhay, magbagong pagkain. Amen? So this season of Lent, the last days, etong Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, mag-uumpisa ng Kwaresma, you have 3 days to prepare yourself. What will be my course? What will be my journey this Lent? Ano bang gusto ko, Lord, na magbago sa buhay ko? Planuhin mo na. Ginahongod ron. Amen? If you want to change, you have to intentionally come before God. And, you know, ask God to help you. I would strongly recommend this season of Lent that we go to confession regularly. Come before God for confession. Amen? Threatened talaga tayo coming from a Protestant background. Yun ang background natin. I confess my sin to God directly. I just tell God my sin. Yeah. Madali talaga yan. Kausapin mo si Lord. Bakit? Bakit? Kung anong iniisip mong gawin, si Lord yun. Lord, sorry ha. Kaya kinabukasan, gagawin naman. Ulitin na naman. Sorry na naman, tapos ulitin. Tapos tinanong mo, anong sabi ni Lord? Okay lang. Ha? Okay lang. Sabi ni Lord, mahal niya naman ako. Yan ang sabi mo sa sarili mo. That's why when you confess your sin, I would suggest you go to a priest. Bakit? Your heart is very deceitful. Pwede kang magkumpisal sa Diyos directly, pero hindi ang Diyos ang pinapakinggan mo, ang sarili mo. Lord, nasampal ko siya. Alam mo naman, Lord, na mahal ko siya, pero talagang nagselos lang ako. Sinampal at binugbog ko siya. Thank you, Lord. Salamat, Lord. I'm forgiven. Bukas ulit. But when you go to a priest and confess, etong sasabihin ng pare sa inyo, tigilan mo na yan. Tigilan mo na yan. O, masakit yon. Bakit? Talagang may nagsagot sa'yo. Amen? Someone confessed to me. Hindi ko sasabihin ang pangalan. Confession yan eh. Sabi niya, Father, mahilig talaga ako sa babae. So, nang bababae siya. O. Sabi niya, nag-confess naman ako kay Lord. I talk to God directly. Sabi ko sa kanya, anong sinabi ng Diyos sa kanya? Okay lang daw. Basta huwag ko lang iwanan yung asawa ko. Talaga? Ang bait naman ng Diyos na yan. Sabi ko, hindi si Lord yan. And so when he confessed to me, you know what I told him? Stop doing that. So nagulat siya. Sabi niya, pwede once a month na lang kami magkita. No, not once a month. Not once a year. Not once in 10 years. Stop doing that. Or you will destroy the life of your family. Tigilan mo na yan. So nagulat siya. Bakit? When confessing to God, he listens to his heart, who is very deceitful. But when you go to the sacrament of confession, you hear God from the mouth of a priest. Kasi minsan tayo mga Kristiyano, gusto lang natin marinig yung gusto natin. Okay? Kaya minsan may gusto kang gawin, meron kang gustong gawin sa buhay mo, pupunta ka sa isang tao, sasabihin mo sa tao na yan, alam mo, ito yung plano ko, ito yung gusto ko, antayin mo yung tao. Ano kayang sabi ni Lord? Yung tao naman, isipin niya, alam mo, Brad, siguro ipatuloy mo yan, kay Lord yan. Anong sinasagot mo? Ay, napakagaling mo, prophetic ka talaga. Nasabi niya lang yung gusto mo marinig. Prophetic ka talaga. Pero pag pumunta ka sa pare, Father, ano sa palagay mo? Huwag mong gawin yan. Huwag mong gawin yan, mapapahamak ka. Nako, yung paring ito, napakabobo naman. Kasi hindi mo nagustuhan yung sinabi. Amen? Confession is a time for you to evaluate your heart. And sometimes you need someone to tell you what's wrong with you. So you can already begin to position your life to receive the grace of God for you to change. Amen? Amen? Hindi tayo sanay. Kaya minsan sa simbahan, direct kay Lord, confess ulit, confess kay God ulit. You go to a priest and that authority to absolve sinners will have an effect on you. Magkakaroon ng epekto yan sa buhay mo. Amen? I remember one time, nagpalinis ako ng sasakyan, pinalinis ko. Ang sasakyan na ginagamit ko, madumi na. Bakit umuulan? Madumi na siya. So, dinadrive ko lang na dinadrive yung sasakyan. Pag may nakita akong tubig na maraming tubig, dinadaanan ko lang. Bakit? Madumi na yung sasakyan eh. If I see a pool of water, may makita akong putik, dinadaanan ko lang. Oh. So, one time, yung hiniram kong sasakyan, ibabalik ko na. I have to return it. So bago ko binalik, pina-car wash ko muna. Full car wash with perfume. Meron palang perfume eh. So pinalinis ko yung kotse, pinalinis ko talaga. Paglabas ko, linagyan pa ng pangpakintab yung gulong. Grabe. So paglabas ko ng car wash, ang ganda ng kotse, parang brand new. Alam nyo, paglabas ko, malinis yung kotse, nakakita ako ng putik, inawasan ko talaga yung putik, ayaw ko nang magkaputik. Bakit? Malinis na. That's what you feel and that's what you experience when you go to confession. You come to confession Bakit natin inuulit yung kasalanan natin? Kasi madumi na tayo eh. Okay lang. But when you come to confession, you will feel and you will begin to see how you are cleansed by God. Kaya paglabas mo sa simbahan, ayaw mo kumaukaw ng kasalanan kaagad. But again, sometimes we fall, we stumble. Balik ulit sa pare. Because progressively, God will take the hold of sin from your life. One of these days, magugulat ka, hindi mo na ginagawa yung kasalanan na yan. Even the saints who sometimes I feel hindi na sila kailangan mag-confess, napaka-perfect ng buhay nila. You know what makes them saints? Every week, they go to confession. Mga saints na yan. You know? They go to confession. Pope John Paul II is a very saintly person. I've read his life. Tinitingnan ko ang buhay niya, sinusundan ko siya. He goes to confession twice a week. Amen? Twice a week. I encourage you, go to the sacrament of confession. This Lenten season, we will have a priest here. Maglalagay ako ng schedule natin at magko-confession tayo. This is preparing our hearts for the journey in Lent. Cleansing our soul. Getting rid of the clutter that is in our hearts so that we can truly shine the brightest with the light of Christ in us. As we constantly look to Christ, sabi niya, then His light will shine brightly in us. We will reflect that light more and more as we allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse us from all our sins.